Hello and welcome to the Bloodstream Podcast. My name is Patrick James Lynch, and you are listening to a Bloodstream Live with special guest country music singer-songwriter Trevor Martin, recorded on Friday, May 15th, the same day that Trevor's new single, Go To, was released. It was a privilege and a lot of fun to hear Trevor play a few of his songs, including Go To, and it was moving to hear him reflect on how his musical career has been influenced by his bleeding disorder. So allow me to introduce you to Trevor here in just a moment after letting you know that the Bloodstream Podcast is made possible by our presenting sponsor, Takeda. To learn more about Takeda's work in bleeding disorders, including how they're responding to COVID-19, visit bleedingdisorders.com. Easy to remember, that's bleedingdisorders.com. Now let me tell you a little about Trevor. Trevor Martin grew up just north of Nashville in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Diagnosed with hemophilia at birth, Trevor could not play contact sports, so he began to explore other ways to stay active. It became clear that singing and entertaining were his true passions. At 8 years old, he performed the Jackson 5 song I Want You Back with the Orchestra Kentucky. In seventh grade, he picked up the guitar to impress the girls in his town, but discovered that there were so many more doors to open with his music. Influences such as John Mayer, Ed Sheeran, Dan and Shay, and Brett Young allowed Trevor to create his own unique musical sound. Trevor recorded his first single, Feels Good to Be Loved, at Ocean Way Studios after starting his college career at Belmont University in 2015. He also had the opportunity to sing background vocals for Sheryl Crow at Christmas at Belmont and was one of four artists selected to perform in the Commercial Music Showcase. After graduating from Belmont in 2019, Trevor has continued to pursue his musical career in Nashville. He performed multiple times for CMT, promoting CMT Crossroads, Ole Red, The Valentine, The Stage, The Listening Room, and Belcourt Taps in Nashville. Trevor's ultimate goal is to become a successful crossover country singer-songwriter whose music is listened to and loved by many. We'll now jump into the audio from The Live on Friday, starting off with the end of my introduction to Trevor. It is my pleasure to welcome musical artist and fellow blood brother, Trevor Martin, to Bloodstream Live. Hey, Trevor, welcome.
Man, thanks so much for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, first off, congratulations on releasing Go To this morning. I imagine you must be really, I don't know, excited. Like, what's going on inside right now?
Man, so this is the first time I've released music in 3 years. I released, that was in college. I was in college at the time, and I didn't really know how to release music because there's definitely a way to do it as I've been an artist. And it's been really, really cool to see the feedback and just to see how people are receiving it, seeing how people are liking it. And I think that people are very genuine with their responses. I think a lot of times in music, you don't want to hurt the artist's feelings. So you say, hey, good song, great song. But people, I feel like, are really being genuine with their responses, and I've been blown up this morning in a great way. So it's been really cool.
So tell me a little bit about Go To. What inspired this single? How long have you been working on it, and what's it about?
Yeah, so it's a love song, and it's about a girl who just knows what she likes and what her go-to things are. Because I'm sure you've got your go-to things, Patrick. I'm sure you've got your go-to, maybe your go-to tourniquet or your go-to.
I do, actually.
Man, hey, we all do. We're different about our tourniquets. You got to have a great tourniquet.
Agreed.
But it's about those go-to things and a girl who knows her go-to things, and the guy, the singer, is hoping that at the end of the day, he can be your go-to.
Well, I'm excited for you to share it with us in just a little bit, but I want to first talk to you about a different song that you wrote and performed as part of Music for the Cause's 2019 National Songwriting Competition, a competition that, I might add, you won, along with the $5,000 grand prize. So nice work there, Trevor. Tell us what Music for the Cause is all about and what's Way Back Home.
Yeah, so this is kind of a cool thing, and I love Music for the Cause and what they're doing. So it was founded by Bob Seaton and Liz Showerman. They may be watching right now, but they've become two really great friends of mine in the bleeding disorders community. But they wanted to do a songwriting competition for people in the bleeding disorders community. How cool is that? So a lot of bleeders like myself, like you, can showcase their songwriting ability, their musical ability. And I just think it's great. The grand prize was $5,000. So it's a very legitimate competition. And that can really, that really, as a college student, that really changed my life in a lot of ways and allowed me to do some recording and live a little more free. But I love what they're doing, and we're partnering together and promoting them and the single, and they've just been super, super great. But the song, I was a winner twice. I won second place the first year that they did the competition, and that was a $1,000 second place prize. And that was a song called Light in the Dark, just talking about how friends can be a light in the darkness. And obviously, honestly, that song could really be nice right now, because there's always seems to be a light in the darkness that we have. But that was great. And then last year, I submitted again for the competition and ended up winning first place with a song called Way Back Home. And right now, I'm back home in Kentucky, where I started writing the song. I live in Nashville primarily, and this song, I was listening to one of my favorite songs on the way back home to Kentucky. It's called My Town by Jeffrey Steele and Montgomery Gentry. It's one of my favorite songwriters. And on my way back, I was like, hey, I want to write my version of Way Back Home. And for some reason, I hopped on the lawnmower and was just riding around. This is funny, like this, Patrick. I usually listen to Prince when I mow the lawn.
Nice. I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, it's not the best. It's probably not the typical lawn mowing song, but man, I'll tell you what, I listen to Purple Rain every time I mow, and it's just, I recommend that if you're mowing ever.
Yeah, maybe that's the secret sauce. It's Purple Rain while you mow.
But anyway, some melody and words just kind of came in my head as I was mowing the yard. And I ran right inside and sat down and wrote the song really quickly, and was got some references to my grandparents, who I love a lot, and that ended up becoming the song and winning me $5,000. So that was just really, really cool.
Well, if you're game, I would love for you to play Way Back Home for us right now.
Absolutely, yeah. Now this was called Way Back Home. City life's been treating me as well as it could. Finding work, making money, but it moves so fast and I wanna go slow. I can't help but think about the place to build me. Now we're north of by 65 in good old Bowling Green, where I need to go. I see Mammy making biscuits homemade, honey on the side, and Papa on the front porch waving that every car goes by. See the seeds are planted this year, tree roots way deep inside of me. I know that I can never be alone. No matter where I go, I know I can always find my way back home. When I just need to breathe, hit a button, reset. I know exactly where I need to be. It hasn't failed me yet. I'm free to roam. A cup of coffee and a donut from the best little shop in the world. And go to church on Sunday where I was baptized and reborn. Yeah, need this. Oh. And I need Mammy making biscuits on me, honey on the side, and Papa on the front porch and waves at every car goes by. I'm seeing seeds of pain in this history, roots way deep inside of me.
Well, I believe we suddenly lost Trevor in a very dramatic way. So we'll give him a moment to maybe get back on line here. I think his internet may have gone out or something to the equivalent, but man, I was really enjoying that too. So I have to make him finish the song before we move on. Oh, here we go. All right, let's bring him back. He's coming back. All right, here we go. Bring me on back, Trevor. I don't know either, man. Just part of, you know, live performance. It gave out on us at an inopportune time, but that was really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Hey,
yeah.
On the technology, how cool is that we can do this, man? I mean, we're thousands of miles apart, and here we are talking to each other and having so many people. It looks like a lot of people are joining in and commenting. So this is just so cool.
I hear you, man. I hear you. It's neat to be able to do this. And I had a friend in New York. I'm in Los Angeles, who said to me not long ago, we grew up together, but we now live 3,000 miles apart. He's like, you know, at least one of the upsides of this time is I feel as near or far from you as I do from people just a few blocks away from where I live. And I was like, yeah, that's true. I feel like we're all sort of just meeting each other on Zooms now. So it kind of doesn't matter where you live.
Yeah. But thanks for the compliment on the song, man. That's a song that means a lot. And I think I tried to showcase different parts of my town that I love, and it has all the aspects of a country song. You got your grandparents and then mama, you got granny and mama and church. So, I mean, that's a country song right there. If you got those three, it's a country song.
What more could you ask for? Trevor, you're a musical performer, and you're also an actor, and performance of any kind, music, acting, dancing, whatever it may be, it all requires some degree of confidence. Mm-hmm. And something that I noticed when we even first met each other, I don't know, what, 6-7 years ago now, is that you had that confidence. What gives you that confidence?
Yeah. You know, sometimes, honestly, I feel like I'm not as confident as I should be and kind of stumble over my words. And so I'm glad that comes through. I think I definitely got confidence from an early age. I've got a great family and a great fan base, I guess we could say, with friends and family who have always supported me. And I think acting really helped at a young age. I think hearing applause from people is just huge. And it's that kind of feeling of, hey, you know what? We like what you just did. You did great. And that's something that's always been awesome for me. When I was 8 years old, I had my first big performance. I performed for 1,000 people for the first time at 8 years old with the local orchestra. And I sang "I Want You Back" by the Jackson 5. And at the end of the song, I kind of got out there and just let loose. I danced, and I was a little fat white kid singing a Michael Jackson song. So, but that was at the end of the song, after I had danced and sang, I got a standing ovation, which was every single night. And that's a really great, that's the best people in Bowling Green, in that orchestra that were a part of that show, the best musicians in Bowling Green. So I think that's honestly where a lot of my confidence came from, was that moment of, wow, people enjoy this and I enjoy it too. So I think that's a big turning point for me.
You know what's neat about that story? It suggests that the confidence came as a result of first being willing to take a risk and put yourself out there and be vulnerable and to perform before 1,000 people. You know, you couldn't know the standing ovation was going to come. You couldn't know they would respond as well as they did. But once they did, recognizing like, oh, maybe there's something to this. That's a cool story. And it's a reminder that we have to take risks sometimes. You have to jump before the net appears, so to speak. So in Go To, you have a collaborator on that song, and it's not the first time that the two of you have worked together before. I believe you also worked together on a song called "Left You Alone." So could you tell me a little bit about your collaborative partner and the song "Left You Alone"?
I think in the comments here, Adam Smith right there. So his name's obviously Adam Smith, but we met in the hemophilia community, which is really cool. I guess that was 4 or 5 years ago now. I'm not good with years, but I get away from it. But his son has hemophilia. He has severe hemophilia as well. And we kind of connected at THBDF, which is Tennessee Hemophilia and Bleeding Disorders Foundation. And I think my dad ended up introducing me and said, hey, this guy, he's produced for Andy Grammer and Colby Calais, and we think you guys should hook up. So we did, and we wrote a little bit when I was in college, and that was great. We wrote some good songs, and the song that I'm going to play next is a song that I felt really confident in, and I was selected to perform the showcase at Belmont, which was a real honor. I was one of four students selected in all of Belmont School of Music, so that was really cool, and I chose to do one of the songs that we wrote. But where's I going with that? Especially when that happens, you just lose.
Again, I wish it happened to me far less often than it actually does. But neat that you guys actually originally met through the hemophilia world and that the entertainment connection was a secondary realization. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know where I was going with that. We ended up writing, when I graduated, we kind of reconnected and we decided, hey, we write good stuff together. Let's write once a week. And we wrote every Wednesday for months and ended up writing some really good songs, I think. So this is the first one that we really wrote and really felt confident in. So this next one that I'll play.
Yeah, well, let's do it. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and say a little prayer to the internet gods as we go ahead here with Left You Alone.
Yeah. Can you hear it all right? Sound okay?
You sound great.
Nice. Girl, I wanted you 24/7. It's always like heaven when you're in my arms. Staying warm in the cold of the night. It feels so right when you're by my side. Day after day, life isn't always. Stuff happens, yeah, people change. I'm left with me to blame. Are you looking to another to get you through? I never should have left you. I gave you too much time. I never should have said those things that made you cry. I never should have left you by yourself, feeling like you needed someone else. I never should have left you alone. Yeah, do 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 do. That night I know we both said things. Yeah, we broke our dream, but it had to be said. The years you saw me disappear, wish I had thought things through and said. Well, I drove away, and the very next day I just wanted to see your face. Now I'm left with me to blame. It's just too late. I never should have left you. Too much time. I never should have said those things. The things that made you cry. I never should have left you by yourself, feeling like you needed someone else. I never should have left you alone. I never should have left you, left you, left you, left you. No, I never should have left you, left you, left you. I wish I would have kept you, kept you, kept you. Oh. Too much time. I never should have said those things that makes you cry. I never should have left you by yourself, feeling like you needed someone else. I never should have left you alone. I never should have left you alone. Oh, no, 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 I never should have left you alone.
Ooh. Yeah, another beautiful one, man.
Thank you. That's a fun one. I like playing that one.
Trevor, what's something that most people either don't understand or don't know to appreciate about what it means to be working your way through the country music industry?
That's a good question. Man, it's tough. I think the biggest thing, this is a weird analogy, but I just got into Survivor. You watch Survivor?
Okay. No, but I mean, I'm familiar because it's been on for, I think, 62 years, but I've never watched it.
Yeah, 64, actually. But it's a crazy show that's all about, if you want to get to the top, you have to, this is going to be a poor analogy, but you have to have connections. You have to meet people. You have to be personable. You have to just be genuine. You have to be a good person. Which there's lying and cheating in Survivor, so that's why that's not a great analogy. But a lot of the winners sometimes are very personable and truthful. And I think that's very similar to the music world, is you just have to be yourself. And there's not necessarily a winner or a loser in all of it, but you just got to be a good person. And I think the people that are genuine and really care about the relationships will go further. And I think that's something that's true in a lot of things, but especially in music, because you want to support someone that not only has good music, but that really cares about you and that you have a legitimate relationship with.
That makes good sense. there's a literary term that I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
Mythos. And essentially mythos is a reoccurring theme or story. And I had a teacher who once talked about how every artist in one way or another has an underlying mythos, this underlying story that they're trying to tell that comes through in all their work. Wow. And his go-to example, see what I did there? His go-to example was always Tom Hanks. And he would talk about how Tom Hanks is, for all the different roles he's played, he's always kind of playing the good-natured everyman who is stuck in extraordinary circumstances trying to do the right thing. That's kind of always his story. So I'm curious, what's Trevor Martin's mythos? What is the fundamental story that you are trying to tell?
Man, well, first off, that's a great go-to to have Tom Hanks as your analogy for the mythos. I don't think he's ever played a villain, has he?
Not that I'm aware of.
Pretty crazy. I think my overall mythos, which this is making me think a little bit. I think I just want people to enjoy music, and I don't sing about beer and, you know, other bad things in country songs. That's not my go-to. That's not what I go to. I think I like to write love songs that make people feel good, that get people singing along. So I don't know if this answers your question, but just kind of songs that people enjoy listening to and have a positive vibe and a positive message. I think kind of like in Way Back Home, it's a positive message that you can always find your way back home. And then go-to is just a love song about, hey, I know you got your things you like. Can I be one of those things you like? So just trying to stay positive in the music. I think there's a lot of artists that choose a negativity route or like a more explicit type of thing. So I hope that answers that question.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Being true to yourself feels like a very good rule of thumb, no matter what the pursuit. But I appreciate how, in the context of supporting music and supporting artists, it has a pretty profound resonance with audiences. So I have one other question for you, and then I want to give you the chance to play Go To on release day. If you're joining us just now, Trevor's new single, Go To, came out today on May 15th. It's on Spotify right now, racking up the streams as we speak. You can go listen to it now or after you listen to this show. He is going to perform it here in just a moment. But I had read earlier in your bio, Trevor, that there was mention of your bleeding disorder not allowing you to play contact sports and leading you to music. So for me, it leads to the question, if you were not born with hemophilia, would you still be a rising country music star?
That's a really great question, Patrick. I honestly think I would have discovered my love for music at some point. My dad led worship at church for a long time. And so I think a lot of it is something that you are born with. I think, you know, having a knack for it is something that you're born with. And obviously, once you're of age, you kind of refine those skills. But I would have played football, absolutely. And you see right here, important to, that's a Peyton Manning signed picture that, honestly, I think my dad got at a hemophilia auction one time. But I would have played football. I mean, I'm a big stocky guy. I would have probably been a linebacker or, you know, end or something. And I love football, and I do play basketball. I always have, and played a little baseball when I was younger. But I do think I would have found that passion at some point. I feel like that's one of those things that kind of sounds cliche, but it just was kind of in me. So I think that was true. But I'm glad that my body is gonna feel great when I'm 50. Hopefully, knock on wood, you know, instead of having some tough joint problems from playing football. And I know people that don't have hemophilia are just a great staple of health. Oftentimes are at 60 years old, 50 years old, are just can't even move. So I'm glad that it worked out the way it did. And I honestly, hemophilia has been the biggest blessing in disguise for me. And I'm glad to be here today and to be a part of the community. It's just a great community. And I'm, in a weird way, I'd rather me have it and have what I have now than me not have it. and take a chance on life being different.
That's beautifully said. And I've heard you say versions of that now for many years too. So I know you're consistent in that point of view, which I also appreciate. All right, here we go. Tell us a bit about GoTo. You mentioned some at the top about your collaboration with Adam on it, wanting to be a part of your girls' GoTo, so to speak. Is there anything else you'd like to share? And then go ahead, the stage is yours.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess I went over to Adam's house one Wednesday. That's our go-to day. Our go-to day is Wednesday. And we wrote a song earlier, and it was good. It was a fine song. And then I remember sitting down at the piano, and I started playing in the key of G, and I was like, hey, what about this idea of go-to? I had this, and I said, no, you got your go-to t-shirt. And I was like, oh, that was good. And then Adam started playing it because he's a phenomenal piano player. And he starts playing it, and he's like, what if we bump the phrase back just a little bit to where it molds right here and it fits to these chords? And I was like, oh, man. So it took us a second for me to get off my original idea to get on Adam's idea. And we just started jamming it, and we walked away, and we were like, dude, that's a good song. We really like that. And we're like, this is the best one we've written. And the cool thing about me and Adam is we write so much that we walk away every single time saying, that's the best song. That's the And GoTo we wrote months ago. So, you know, this is hopefully we have even better songs than this one now. But I don't think I'll ever forget that moment. Since this is kind of my first crossover country single, like, it's just kind of etched in my brain. I remember playing it and just looking over and like, wow, that sounds really cool. So, but yeah, I think that's kind of the main gist of that. And, it's on, I guess, for shameless plug again, it's on all streaming platforms. And I just checked right before we got on, and, it was up to, it's been out not even 12 hours, and it's up to 212 streams so far. So we'll just keep it spinning. And my goal is to have 50,000 streams on Spotify in the first year. I think that's a good attainable goal for a first release. So I'll just keep spinning it, share it out to your friends. And working with Adam has been great too. And a big part of this was and what I wanted to come on with you is just, like, obviously you and I both have hemophilia, and we're connecting in this cool way. And I just want to urge anybody who's watching, like, learn those people in your community, because they're just some phenomenal people. And I know we're going through a lot of the same things. And my parents really struggled when I was diagnosed at 2 days old with hemophilia. And then Adam and his wife, Tara, who are phenomenal people, you know, they had a son, they have an older daughter, and then they had a son named Arlo, who was diagnosed too. And, you know, that's just a scary moment for anybody in your family that you don't have family history of. And so it's just been a great feeling to connect with Adam, Tara, Nova, and Arlo, and just be able to walk in every day and then see, hey, I'm a healthy hemophiliac. And, you know, even though we have a blood disorder, like, we can do things, we can be healthy. And I just really wanted to mention that, and just that I love the community and that family and the bonds like you and I have made, and Adam and I have made, because there's just some amazing people in the community.
Well, now the community is about to fall in love with GoTo, so that they then go and share it with everybody they know to help get to that 50,000 number. So without further ado, Trevor, let's hear GoTo.
Awesome. All right, here we go.
I know where to find you, 10 a.m. every single Saturday. Sipping on a double shot, almond milk latte. You'll be by the window, sitting in the same place. Always in our old tie ball cap. Barista doesn't even have to ask. Girl, you know what you like, and I like that. Know you got your go-to t-shirt, a go-to line when you're trying to flirt, a pick-me-up song when your heart hurts, it always works. Tonight, after that glass of Pinot Noir with your girl one you go to. Wanna be your go to. I never want to change you. Where you go, girl, I go to. But there are a couple things that I do. I show you that you're mine. I think I'm pretty cool. Yeah. You can raid my apartment and take whatever you want to. And I wouldn't be that surprised if what you find are my favorites too. No, you got your go-to t-shirt, a go-to line when you're trying to flirt, a pick-me-up song when your heart it always works. Tonight, after that glass of Pinot Noir, with the girls that you go to wine bar, I'll be here for you. I wanna be the one you go to. When your back's up against the wall, you need someone to break your fall. Call me, I'll be right there. I ain't going anywhere. No, you got your go-to t-shirt, a go-to line when you're trying to flirt, a pick-me-up song when your heart hurts. Always works. And tonight, after that glass of Pinot Noir, with your girls that you go to wine bar, I'll be here for you. I wanna be the one you go to. I wanna be your go to. Yeah. I wanna be your go to. Yeah, yeah, I do. I wanna be the one you go to. I'll be here for you. Wanna be the one you go to.
Trevor Martin, go to. Yeah. That's an awesome song, man.
Man, thank you so much. I'm really excited about the release, and I'm just so glad that people are enjoying it, and that makes me feel good. Why I do what I do is to let you enjoy a song, sing along, and just have something that can be your go-to tune, I guess.
Well, man, thank you. Thanks for lifting my day, and I'm sure everybody who just listened to this. I can't encourage everybody enough to go listen to Go To on Spotify or wherever else you consume your music. Share it with friends. Let's help support Trevor on this release day of Go To. And Trevor, where's the best place people can go to keep up with you in general?
Yeah, I would love it if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook. Those are both at Trevor Martin Music, and I've got all my updates there, so you can check that out. The link to the song is there, so I'd love it if you follow me on there, and I'd love to connect with you too. If you're in the bleeding disorders community, I'd love to meet you.
We'll also be releasing this as a podcast through the Bloodstream Podcast, available on Apple Pods or wherever you get podcasts, as well as on our YouTube channel /BloodFeed. So if you missed this or you want to share it with a friend, you'll have the Facebook video of the podcast or the video on YouTube to share this interview and performance with Trevor Martin. Trevor, thank you. This was so much fun. Thank you to everybody who is listening. And thank you also as well to Takeda for making Bloodstream possible. Bleedingdisorders.com to learn more about them. Good luck with the release. Good luck with your virtual tour now and virtual gigs. And we'll be keeping an eye out. And anytime you want to come on to talk about updates in your musical life, man, just let me know.
I appreciate it. And hey, I just want to say publicly, thank you so much, Patrick, for everything you do in the community. I mean, you're one of my role models, and I really appreciate you letting me come on. And I just love the bond that we've made through having hemophilia. So thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, you and me both, blood brother. All right. You have a good rest of your Friday. Bye, right. Everybody.
See you guys.
Thanks again, Trevor, for joining the Bloodstream podcast on your release date. What a cool thing. Go stream Go To on Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you listen to music. Visit TrevorMartinMusic.com to learn more. Visit bleedingdisorders.com to learn more about Takeda, Bloodstream's presenting sponsor, without whom this show would not be possible, thanks to Takeda. Visit bloodstreammedia.com to subscribe to the Bloodstream podcast, The Pain Podcast, Making Movies is Hard, Ask the Expert, lots of options for your listening pleasure over at bloodstreammedia.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bloodstream Podcast. Subscribe, rate, and share the Bloodstream Podcast. Referrals from you are the best way we can reach new people. My name is Patrick James Lynch, and until next time, take self-care of yourself. Bye, everybody.